In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Lovely Storytime introduction, lady. Looking so good today here for your Hawaiian Shirt Friday. Ooh, yeah. All right, let's see here. Today's story is titled The Castaways.
Yeah, Castaways.
Thank you, Chauncey. Well, once upon a time, the fabulously wealthy Chatsworth Osborne Jr. and his best friend, Oswald Heatherton III, took off for points unknown on board Chatsworth's luxury yacht, the Bouncy. They headed out across the Gulf of Mexico and into the Caribbean. After sailing through the Caribbean for a few days, they decided to head off for the Caribbean. About midway between the Caribbean and the Caribbean, an awful storm came up out of nowhere. And worse yet, didn't seem to be headed anywhere either. Well, the two men, both of them experienced sailors, secured the vessel to the best of their ability. They battened down the hatches, fiddled with the mizzenmast, shouted all kinds of cool nautical terms, and then went down below to uncork Osborne's best. Naturally, they both became rather, wasted. That's it, wasted. When they came to, they realized they were stranded on a rather small island with absolutely no sign of the boat, or ship, or anything else for that matter. Ozzy turned to Chatsworth and said,
"Oh man, we're doomed. No one's going to find us way out here on this little speck of an island. You have any earthly idea of where we are?"
Now, Chatsworth didn't seem to be too concerned. He looked over at Ozzy and said,
"Oh, don't worry. We'll be rescued in no time. Just grab a coconut and cool your heels."
"How can you say that? Look around you. There's nothing but water as far as the eye can see. This silly island we're on isn't visible beyond a distance of more than a quarter mile. Face it. We're gonna die here."
Then, with all the confidence of a sleepwalker, Chatsworth said,
"Oh, get a grip. We'll be found by this time tomorrow."
"You seem to be convinced. How do you know?"
"Because I'm 5 years delinquent in my taxes. Believe me, the IRS will be here in no time."